This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Tampering period is officially open, and if you're watching on the stream, you'll notice that my microphone just broke.
Yeah.
My guy Jeff's coming in to save the day. Appreciate you, Jeffrey.
I think it goes counterclockwise.
It's just hard to do and talk while I'm on the air. There we go. See, Jeff knows what he's doing. Thank you, Jeffrey. Machinery at its best right here. Dude, this is wild, B. So, tampering period is open. Twitter is down. People are going to say go to Blue Sky or Threads or whatever. I have them all open, right?
Uh-huh.
But think about it this way. On Twitter, a dude like Ian Rappaport has, I don't know, 3 or 4 million followers.
Yeah.
On Blue Sky, just because I'm looking at it, he has 98,000.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to have to deal with this right now.
He may end up with a million of them today because they may all come to Blue Sky.
That's true.
If one's not working, they'll go to the next.
But it feels very antiquated to have to try to like wait, and I'm checking my phone for texts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a very interesting time.
Make it happen. Everybody dealing with the same problems.
Right. I think tampering period is officially open. I am sure the phones are being worked. Who do you think is the one free agent Washington could lose in this?
One that they could lose could be a Fowler or a Chin. Because I think Fowler, see, we need a pass rush and a run stopper. But another team may need a situational run stop. I mean, pass rush. And he's damn good at it.
Right.
So somebody may just see that value. You know, we can all just as well bring him back, too. And I think same thing with Chin.
How much money do you think Fowler thinks he should get?
Well, if they say the sack's supposed to be like $1.5 million, you said, right?
Yeah, $1.25 million.
$1.25 million, so somewhere around, he had 11?
10.5.
10.5, somewhere around 11, 12, 13.
You think he's getting there?
I don't know. It's depending on how many people he can get involved. If you get more guys involved, you got a chance to get there.
Right. I'm just not sure I see that happening. Hendrickson, 17 and a half last year. Phone lines are open all day, 800-636-1067. If you're looking just at sacks, Fowler finished tied for, the NFL that got to double-digit sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than I would expect, honestly. Fowler's one of them at 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think the free agents they stand to lose the most, perhaps, the two guys that'll have the biggest market. I think it's a lot of it has to do just with age. I think it's Diami Brown, and I think it's Dante Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Jeremy Chinn ahead of Fowler, honestly.
Okay. we kind of think alike a little bit.
And that's kind of how it's built.
Yeah.
Let's hit these phones. Dennis is in Reston. Dennis, what's the move you want?
Good morning, guys, or I guess good afternoon. But well, my primary move, like I told your man when he took my call, was I want to improve our offensive line. I want to protect Jaden, and I want to get some. I want to get some run push. We need run push, and that's where I'm coming from. Our specialty guys, receivers, you know, stuff like that. They'll grab those guys. They'll get them. I'm not so worried about all that. And then if I had to make one little defensive, it's going to go defensive line. It's going to be offensive line and defensive line. And I would now that some of the bigger names or some names that we've been talking about are being kept by their own teams and here and there. But I haven't heard anything about DeMarcus Lawrence out of Dallas being kept by Dallas. I wouldn't mind grabbing DeMarcus Lawrence. That's how I feel about it, guys. What do you think?
Hi, man.
I don't hate that. He just dealt with a significant injury last year.
Okay, well, I didn't look. Even if it's not just anybody that can do the job, but whatever it is, it's offensive line and defensive line, guys. That's what I think.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you, man. You're not wrong.
Okay.
I'm with Dennis on the offensive line, defensive line. I think that helps your team more. Yeah, the other stuff is more of fanfare and people get excited. But if you don't have offensive linemen and defensive linemen, the other guys will fall off.
So here is something really interesting as we're talking about Dante Fowler. We have our first real piece of news now with the tampering period open. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have agreed to a one-year, $14 million deal with Haason Reddick. Mm-hmm. $12 million of that is guaranteed. Reddick's numbers last year was obviously difficult. He was on the Jets. He was unhappy. I think the Eagles traded back for him. I don't know. That thing seemed like a mess last year. He only started two games. The 2 years prior to that, playing for Philly, he had 27 sacks in 2 years, 16, mm-hmm. 11. If you look at his numbers from 2020 to 2023, double-digit sacks every year. Reddick had some really good football. He is he's 30. He'll be 31 when the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more consistency with Reddick over the years than there is for Fowler, but I wonder if that starts to kind of set a market for what Fowler will be and then maybe even what Hendrickson's going to
get. I think Henderson is outside of those guys. I think it may set a market for Fowler. And I think what happens, you go into it expecting a certain level. And then you start seeing what other guys are getting. You may have to adjust what you're thinking. Hendrickson, on the other hand, I don't think he has to adjust. Someone's going to come to that market and match.
Well, and he still has to deal with the trade aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Which complicates it. All right, that's the one I was waiting for. Tampa got the deal done with Godwin. Chris Godwin, once Higgins got tagged, the biggest option in the receiver market was Godwin. He's going back to Tampa, 3 years, $66 million, $44 million guaranteed at signing.
So that's almost everyone that was talking about trade, they're getting signed.
The best maybe players get to free agency,
that's the
man.
Way you got to do it. You got to at least put that little fear out there.
Crank is in D.C. What up, Crank? Who you want?
My guys, listen. Call me crazy, but I'm an advocate for bringing back Chase Young. Bring Chase Young back. New regime in there. I think he'll be motivated under these dudes. I don't think Fowler coming back. So bring back Chase Young, re-sign Chen. You might have to pay Chen, but re-sign Chen and work the rest of that stuff through. Oh, you know what? And DJ Reed. Bring DJ Reed in too. So DJ Reed, Chase Young, and re-sign Chen.
All right. There you have it. Thanks, dude. I'm not.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm not anti Chase Young. I don't know that I'm pro, but like a lot of it would come down to cost. I don't know that his sack totals will ever pop at this point. Like he ever becomes a consistent, what we thought was possible way back then, 15 sacks a season or something.
Yeah.
But he's a good run stuffer. Like I just don't know what that ends up being.
What's most important? I ask this question. Run stopping or being able to get to the quarterback? This is more of a passing lead than it is a running lead.
Yeah.
If you are a good run stopper but you can't get to the quarterback, is that even better?
No. I don't think so.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just like it's got to come down to what's most important. And that's what I would have to know from what the coaches think. What's their mindset on that aspect? You know, is a guy being, he's a better run stopper than this guy, but other guys are way better pass rusher. Which one is most important in this day and age?
I think that is pretty easy to know the answer. New blind side. New left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Former 49ers offensive tackle Jalen Moore just reached an agreement with Kansas City. 2 years, 30 mil, including 21 fully guaranteed.
There we go.
Deals are happening.
I told you they're going to try to figure out that offensive line, bro, in Kansas City.
Got to.
Yeah, because it was not good in the Super Bowl. Whatever.
I can't wait for the first call we get that's like, oh, my God, they're not doing anything. We can wait a little.
It's legal tampering at this point, and you're going to see some deals being signed and it going up to some levels that they may not want to spend.
All right,
that happens also.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon in Fredericksburg. What's up, Brandon? Who you want?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I just want to touch base with what B. Mitch just said, which one's more important, stopping the run or stopping the pass. I think, you know, it is a passing league, but if you can't stop the run, you're getting into double trouble. If you can't stop the run, you're not going to be able to stop the play action, especially having to deal with Barkley and his new contract. So I think if you can stop the run and you can get the players to balance out, you know, on the D-line and linebacker group, I think it could balance itself out. But definitely stopping the run. We have a terrible history with being able to stop the run, and I'm getting sick of it. But, you know, the biggest thing we need is Trey Hendrickson. I know Myles Garrett just got a big contract. I know Henderson is sturdy. But if we get him, that takes care, I think, on that side, the run stop and getting to the quarterback. But we also do need Chin back. I think we need one more veteran corner. And we definitely need to protect Daniels. There's so many good offensive linemen out there that has experience. That I think we could get for a good cheap 1 or 2 year deal.
Hi, man.
I don't hate that.
So, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like, you're stopping the run this and that, but the ultimate thing is, I don't think stopping the run will come down to the guys who are on the edge for the most part. I think a lot of what's inside helps that out.
No, I understand, but if you see what happened with Barkley, I was at the game when Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdowns, but in the first quarter, Barkley had over 100 yards and a touchdown. And if Hurts would have stayed in that game, I really don't think we would have won it. you know, I don't think Hurts is a great quarterback, but when you have a running back like that and you have two good receivers on the outside and a decent talented tight end, you know, it's going to leave holes open because you're trying to stop the run. So if we could just, you know, attack it, you know, as soon as the game starts and just show them that we're going to win from the line of scrimmage and force them to throw the ball, and hopefully Lattimore's healthy, Sanders still is good, bring back Chin, we got good linebackers, I think we'll be able to defend the pass better if we're making them more one-dimensional instead of letting them get all these yards with the run and then play action. And, you know, it's a big mess. So if we could just stop the run at the line of scrimmage from the beginning of the game, it's going to put the defense in a tough situation and make them one-dimensional.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, bro.
You're welcome.
I think we're seeing I mentioned this last week that Minnesota is going to be interested in Jonathan Allen. Now there's a report Jonathan Allen's going to visit the Vikings.
Okay.
Keep in mind, depending how much money Washington spends in free agency and how much money John Allen gets, that could set you up for a comp pick next year in 2026.
The amount of money he gets?
Yeah, the size of the contract determines what level of compensation you get. If it's a big money deal, you can get that third round comp pick, which is basically a fourth rounder when the third round ends. Depending if it's less money, then it could be a fourth or a fifth. There's like a whole crazy formula, and it won't just be determined by John Allen. Mm-hmm. It'll be determined by like all of the free agents that leave Washington. Yeah. But I don't know. So maybe if Jeremy Chin does sign elsewhere, that could help your comp formula.
Mm-hmm.
It's a significant series of moving parts that is far too early to try to determine. We'll keep these phone lines going. My guy Dre is in Alexandria. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, JP and B?
What up, brother?
And the Aquarium Boys, if they're there, I haven't heard them. But anyway,
yeah, they good.
They're there.
Okay, B, we talked about this last week, about the offense and defensive line. So I already got that out of the way. You agreed, Doc agreed, and I think JP agreed that, you know, that's where the game is won or lost. So what I wanted to add to, instead of repeating that we all agree upon with Jeremy Chin, I lost a lot of respect for him when he's 6'3", 6'4", and they told Doc, because I talked to Doc about this too, and they say, yeah, he lifts weights, he's strong. So he's not using his strength and he's not using his size. He might as well be 5'2 and 150 pounds because he's tackled like he's 130 pounds. I lay my girlfriend down the same way he tackled people. And that's a shame. He takes bad angles on tackles, and when he do make a tackle, it's on an accident. He didn't even see the guy. He ran it through him, and he get hurt. I mean, he's very soft. So I'm not giving him no money. You can't play for me if I'm a coach. You don't like hitting.
I don't agree with you, just so we're clear.
Okay.
Now, he might take bad angles, but he has lowered the boom numerous times.
He hit a lot of people.
Well, he hit those people in an accident. He ran into them and didn't see them. That's the only contact he made. Oops, I accidentally made a tackle. Damn. See, I hit.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, Jeremy has hit people, but most cornerbacks and safeties don't tackle anymore. The whole league does that, and I hate it. Jay, no, I hate that. If you're standing up when the guy goes on the ground, I'm like, what was that? You know, you got to – if you leave the ground, hit him and wrap up, he goes down, point blank.
B-Mitch, he got linebacker size, 6'3", 6'4", and strong.
He can run. He's big.
He's a little DB.
Yeah.
He's big, dude. I remember the first time I saw him running at camp, running kind of at me. I was on the sideline. I was like, damn, that dude is big.
Yeah.
So I'm not
– what's the use of having strength and size and you don't use a B? It's like a fast guy, but he never runs fast on the field.
You and I disagree that he never uses it. But thank you for the call, Dre. Appreciate you.
All right, brother.
He can't be on my team. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go to Earl in Fredericksburg. What's up, Earl?
Hey, what's going on, B. Mitch and Finley?
What's up, brother?
Hey, what do y'all think about signing Ufunga from San Francisco?
The safety. I think there's a lot of reason people are excited about him.
I think
he's missed some time.
Depending
on
what happens with Chin, then I think that may be they may focus that way.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
He hasn't played a full season since 22. So I think that's one of the reasons there's some hesitation there.
Right.
Obviously, last time he played a full season, he was an all-pro player. He was really good, but that was 2022. dealt with a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. The Niners, now they're going through a period of, they certainly not rebuilding to them, but they got a lot of players they got to kind of figure out what they're doing. But the Niners generally don't let good players get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would need a pretty significant physical, but if Peters is going to bring him in, Peters was there in San Fran when they drafted him, when he played to an all-pro level. I think all that said, I like Hufanga. I think he's a heck of a player. There is not a question about his level of physicality, mm-hmm. I would add. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
He brings the house when he's trying to hit you.
He sure does.
Yeah.
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah.
Don't know. It's a good call, though. Thank you, Earl. NFL free agency continues to unfold all day. We're giving away concert tickets, keeping these phone lines open, waiting to see what, if any, moves come from Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost tokens. One of the best parts about the tournament is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if an underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, and the ones that refuse to go quietly. Listen, I know Maryland has made terrific, but I don't know if many people are picking them to win the whole thing, but they could be one of those guys as they go through this tournament. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. You have to be 18 years old or present in D.C. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.